angels came, paid the bill and saw my name. Now I know that I am a part of God's family. So like Jacob, I would fight with this angel day and night, till those seven rainbow lights in me I see. For this mighty angel that came to me is Almighty God, King Theophany, the pillar of fire that is now perfecting me. In that form he came to me all the way from eternity. Oh, hallelujah, I am sure of victory. Unclean spirits, just like frogs, that came out of the dragon's mouth, are deceiving all the kings on earth today. Religious men have been sealed out by the doctrine that came out, saying that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is three indeed. But this mighty angel that came to me is Almighty God, King Theophany, the pillar of fire that is now perfecting me. In that form he came to me all the way from eternity. Oh, hallelujah, I am sure of victory. Seven spirits of all God, seven voices thundering out, the seven virtues of our Lord into my soul. Supernatural devils are coming on, the greatest contest now is on, but by the Spirit's sword I'll overcome them all. For this mighty angel that came to me is Almighty God, King Theophany, the pillar of fire that is now perfecting me. In that form he came to me all the way from eternity. Oh, hallelujah, I am sure of victory. This mighty angel, he's the one that my heart is centered on. He's the one that means the most in all my life. Amen. For he has promised in his word, speaking in my heart, believe, whatsoever I ask, he, this mighty angel, will perform. For this mighty angel that came to me is Almighty God, King Theophany, the pillar of fire that is now perfecting me. In that form he came to me all the way from eternity. Oh, hallelujah, I am sure of victory. This mighty angel, he's the one that my heart is centered on. He's the one that means the most in all my life. For he has promised in his word, speaking in my heart, believe, whatsoever I ask, he, this mighty angel, will perform. For this mighty angel that came to me is Almighty God, King Theophany, the pillar of fire that is now perfecting me. In that form he came to me all the way from eternity. Oh, hallelujah, I am sure of victory.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is the name. Whatever we ask this mighty angel, he will perform. Amen. Let's come with faith. Amen. Amen.
As I continue to possess this land,
Lord, let me hold fast this revelation all along the way. Lord, lead me all the time. For you know this path real good. It's a road you've already trod. And you overcame every temptation by your own will. Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Seven powerful thundering voices shattering every strong temptation. Perfect faith and confidence. Lord, my soul is longing for perfect strength and perfect weakness, Lord alone. Lord, I know that this land is mine, for you have made me to understand. Your counsel is immutable, you cannot lie. You have restored back all the world, and your promises are assured. Forward in faith to the objective as I journey along. Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Seven powerful thundering voices shattering every strong temptation. Perfect faith and confidence. Lord, my soul is longing for perfect strength and perfect weakness, Lord alone. A lute and ever watchful help me to be as I walk this land with thee. Ever spotless may this pure white raiment be. I'm surrendered wholeheartedly, waiting for the change of immortality. And I remember how you came and delivered me. Oh Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Seven powerful thundering voices shattering every strong temptation. Perfect faith and confidence. Lord, my soul is longing for perfect strength and perfect weakness, Lord alone. You are the same Jesus that calmed the sea, and you're dwelling now in me. Make me conscious more and more of my ability. Full obedience to thy word, because of love for what you did. Exercising the faith of God that's locked up in me. Oh Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Seven powerful thundering voices shattering every strong temptation. Perfect faith and confidence. Lord, my soul is asking for perfect strength and perfect weakness, Lord alone. A lute and ever watchful help me to be as I walk this land with thee. Ever spotless may this pure white raiment be. I'm surrendered wholeheartedly, looking for the change of immortality. And I remember how you came and delivered me. Oh Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Seven powerful thundering voices shattering every strong temptation. Perfect faith and confidence. Lord, my soul is longing for perfect strength and perfect weakness, Lord alone.
Amen. Lord, anoint me more and more with overcoming inspiration. Amen. We want some more tonight, saints. Amen. Could we all stand? Something more than my yesterday. More than I had before. Amen. We come in the house of the Lord. Every heart under divine expectation. Lord, we want something more tonight. Sing it from the depths of your hearts. Amen. The rock is in speaking distance. The rock is in touching distance. He is here tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Something more. Oh, every heart sing unto him tonight. More than I had before. More than I had. That mighty angel is here tonight. Oh, sing unto him. Let him know. Something more than well offering. He gave me something just one. As we sing it again, we just turn the service over tonight. Something more than my yesterday. Sing it again with our hearts. Bow. He can give it to you tonight. Have the faith of God, for he's here to do it. More. He's fixing things for that resurrection. That's his motive in coming tonight. Something. To give you a supernatural experience. To increase your faith tonight. Please give me something. Let us remain with our heads bowed, our eyes closed. Touching Jesus is all that matters. The songwriter says, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. Let us approach him tonight. All your needs, all the requests upon your heart. He knows the depth of sincerity with which you're calling on to him tonight. He's able even now tonight to give you a fresh touch. Give you an experience right where you're standing there. Just let us believe God tonight for special experience with him.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you tonight for your amazing grace, your love and mercy that makes it possible to come in your divine presence. We thank you for the blood that sanctifies us, Lord, that justifies us in your divine presence. Lord God, whereby we could ask forgiveness for iniquities or transgressions. Lord God, and call upon you that the blood would wash away all sins tonight. That we stand before you, Lord God, justified. As we make our request known unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord God, tonight we come asking for a greater experience with you tonight, Father. Lord God, a touch of your Holy Spirit, a fresh baptism of inspiration tonight. Lord God, a further experience with your divine revelation tonight. Lord God, a greater experience with God, Father, that will make you so real, so tangible, so personalized in our lives. Lord God, that we could get a hold of that faith, Father. Lord God, that would settle us on the inside. We are not satisfied, Father, with what we have. We thank you for it. It's a lot, Lord. We know it's a lot. We thank you for it. But we just ain't satisfied, Father. Lord God, we want more of God tonight. And this is the cry, this is a prayer, this is a pulsation on the heart of each and every believer standing in your divine presence. Lord God, it just shows there's more for us to have, Father. Oh God, when that deep calls, there's got to be a deep to respond. May that deep respond to this deep tonight. And grant that experience, Father. Oh, God, grant that tonight after we leave here, we won't be the same. No, Father. Oh, God, a greater preeminence is what we seek, Father. Oh, God, we want it until every fiber of our beings is so saturated with this inspiration. Oh, God, at a second cycle. Oh, God, a voice of the archangel, this voice of the resurrection. We want to be so saturated. Oh God, till the negative becomes positive. Oh God, and all doubts are settled for us. Oh, grant it tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the coming of the minister, Lord God. We pray you're going to continue to bless him. Rest him, Lord God. He's a bit tired. Pray you'd strengthen him in his physical, Lord. Inspire his faith, Lord God. Bless him in a very special way. And as we wait tonight, a little tape that you'd have to play tonight, Father, God, may you give us inspiration that we would be able to concentrate. That the tape would be so real, it would be just as the prophet would be here speaking it. Oh God, the inspiration will be present tense. Grant it, oh God, a spirit of concentration. We'll be able to concentrate and get what you have to speak to us tonight. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just before you have your seats, I greet you in the name of Jesus. May we turn in our Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. We're so glad to have the minister back amongst us again. And we know it was a trying time for him. Across there, he mentioned something like 15 services in about 10 days. So it's a lot of work. But we thank God that he has somebody who is in shape to take a revival and to carry it and to hand it there. Hand that word there. Let it slice and cut away from all flesh. Cut away from all false interpretations and bring a clean, fresh drink for the king. Amen. We're going to lift his hands. We're going to lift him before the Lord, that the Lord would strengthen him. Amen. And you had it quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, that was Paul speaking then, he was talking about the ages to come, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision, but by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. In the ages to come, Paul standing there getting the full counsel of God and looking down, realizing that they were just the first set of people to be brought into the covenant of grace by Jesus Christ, realizing that, you know, there were ages to come when God would unfold himself, not understanding the full context of what he was saying here, but knowing that, you know, at that time there, Jesus wasn't going to come at that point in time. For he said, the Lord himself shall descend first with a shout. He saw it coming down the road. But we are privileged to be living in the end time here, when he showed his grace as the mystery was unfolded in the ages. And we living in the culmination of the ages, when the all the mysteries culminated and came down in the revelation of the seven seals. That mystery, the seventh seal unfolding there, and all the mysteries unfolding and coming down. And we being a privileged people to have the opportunity to live out the full mystery of redemption. Paul was saying, by grace you were saved through faith, and not of yourself, it is a gift of God. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. He had ordained that they should walk in the grace that was revealed in the age in which the mystery was revealed. Coming down in the ages there, they worked by the inspiration that was released upon them. God had to release an inspiration, drop a revelation down, a man picking up a revelation by that inspiration, preaching it to the people, and they had to live it out. They were ordained to live it out. The seed inside of them were already quickened. It was already in a shape to respond to the inspiration that Jehovah was going to drop in that age. And so in this end time, all in them ages, he will trace the exceeding riches of his grace. But the greatest age, where the full revelation of his grace is being revealed, we in this end time here, that grace has been revealed unto us. The inspiration is dropped in a threefold mystery, the shout, the voice, and the trump. And we picking up our full of that mystery,
the voice of the resurrection, the voice of the archangel unfolding in its threefold manifestation. The revival of the church, that power that's coming to the church, and that third pillar is to do great things amongst us. With the revelation came the inspiration, delivered the revelation. So we thank God that tonight we as a people, we as a body in Christ, could stand knowing where we fit in God's economy, knowing the inspiration that's released and the scripture that's to be fulfilled. Knowing that we are called, predestinated unto that calling. We are victors in this race. We are the overcomers. We have overcome them. To realize, to be quickened, to understand the inspiration that's released for you. In them ages, they didn't know it. They didn't understand what was taking place. A man, dear God, put a deep in his heart and he praying, he just can't understand. This penance is making sense. The penance is making sense because it is satisfying the deep on the inside. So he crying out to Jehovah and it dropped down by revelation. He said, man, he reading the scriptures and it opened up. The just shall live by faith. No more penance. The just shall live by faith. And that's all he knew. And he went forth with that, pounding the age, bringing up people into it. This is why the prophet said, he said, that is why that vision of says this is the time was so remarkable. That God showing it before it took place. And we have overcome things. Because we understand many of, like we were saying Sunday, that's a phase in the second coming of the Lord. The second coming of the Lord unfolded in a threefold mystery. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout, seven thunders, and with a voice of the archangel. That was a continuation of the descending of the Lord himself. And many a man stop at the shout, seven thunders. And he cannot follow the Lord in the second full manifestation of his coming. But thank be to Jehovah. Glory be to God. It has been revealed unto us. The inspiration has been released. Amen. So, we as workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, sitting in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Unto good works which God had before ordained that we should walk in it. He had ordained it, and his word shall not return unto him void. It shall accomplish that for which he sent it. And the revelation came to you. The only people who know the mystery of the bride in the bride age is the bride. Nobody else, only the bride knows the two spirits in the framework of the church. Only the bride knows it. And she gets a revelation how to resist that antichrist spirit. So we sure thank God for the inspiration that's released unto us. Sure thank God for his mercy and for his grace. Amen. We have a tape here. When the eyes were open. By the prophet, we want to listen to it tonight. Let us all stand.
As my Lord, we have to recognize you in the fulfillment of your word. And we are so thankful, Father, for this understanding that you could bring us away from tradition. You could bring us away from all make-believe. Lord, all feelings and all these things. To have a real revelation tonight. Lord God, may you bless each and every one tonight, Father. Who have heard your word, let it mean something to them. Let them have the understanding that, Lord, you was giving out tonight. And Lord, may it enable them to be closer drawn to you and have a divine revelation whereby they could yield themselves and be led by your Holy Spirit and do the things that you have promised to this hour. Father, may you come to lead us and direct us. We are looking unto you, Lord, the author and the finish of our faith. You who have called us out of darkness to walk in this marvelous light. Father, the revelation of your word that you have sent forth in this evening time. May we walk with it, Father, with sincerity, Lord. And may as we walk, more light unfold unto us. That, Lord God, we can receive faith to manifest the promise of this hour. We thank and we praise you, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may have a seat. Really thank God to be back here tonight in his presence, kind of tired and walled, but I know that God's grace is sufficient. And, you know, Brother Renzo, he kind of just turned it around. I was telling him I already preached 10 times in about 15 days. Not really 15 times in 10 days. And, you know, we had some meetings in Sierra Vista, and then I had some meetings in Arizona. Then I went and I had some meetings in a place called Missouri. And, you know, it's just back and forth. And, you know, in the flying, then your body have to adjust to the different time because the clock is changing back. When you go, we 3 hours ahead of them, and that means the time you go to sleep here, you'll be wide awake there. And, you know, the time you get up here, you're supposed to be still sleeping there. And for the body to go through that, sometimes, you know, big daytime, you're feeling sleepy, and you're wondering, you know, what is the matter with you? And then you realize back home it's nighttime. So you find that it's take a lot on the body, traveling back in the time and getting readjusted, and then going in Missouri to preach. There was winter. And, you know, it was really cold, and by that time I reached there, my body was almost on the way down, and, you know, I sort of pick up the cold and these things. But nevertheless, we had a tremendous time. God had a few of the brothers to be there with me in Arizona, and no doubt maybe they may have testified or say something already about all that was taking place. I believe the visit was really timely, and, you know, so much things is happening. We sit here in the church, and you know, you hear it afterwards, but if your experience is in the Word and you understand the time that we're living in, and you see from the Word what God's supposed to be doing, when we say these things, it's only to confirm your faith in the Word of God. Because, you know, just listening to the tape tonight was really tremendous. You know, if you understand what the prophet was saying, speaking about when the eyes were open, you know, that, you know, he was showing how Jesus came back after the resurrection, and he had to take the scriptures and reveal himself according to the word promised at that time, that they might know him. Then Balaram ended up, you know, after preaching that message, which is just the scriptures, but then bringing the people back to the word for his time, which was Genesis 18. And I was just thinking, when he came in Genesis 18, he had to do that sign of discernment. That's why the meeting ended up with discernment, to prove to the people it was Genesis 18 being repeated. But then here we are now in Genesis 21, and the Lord has returned according to the time of life, and is doing the Sarah that he has spoken in the set time that he promised we'd do it. Now, when he comes back this time, he's not going to do no discernment. He's not going to turn it back to the tent. Now, he had to do that because that was a scriptural sign to identify him for that time. When Elohim has been made manifest in human flesh, he said he knew God in the spirit, but he didn't know God in the flesh. You see? And here, you know, we live in the awe when you have to see him in the fulfillment of the word. And he has returned, but when he has come back this second time, he's not going to come back and turn his back to the tent and say, look, it's the same God who is the prophet. He's not going to do that. So then how are we going to recognize him when he comes back the second time to prove and to identify he has returned according to the time of life? Amen. Because anybody could have claimed that the Lord had descended from heaven and shout. But if he didn't do the things that he was supposed to do there and identified in the scripture, then that was the way of proving that what was spoken is really taking place. Then then you could have faith in it, because your faith will no longer be a conception of somebody. Your faith will be in the proven word of God. And faith can only stand in the proven word of God. Amen. But Abraham says, when you get a sum to work out, and, you know, you prove your answer by the working, then your faith could rest in that, because it is the proven word of God. So then it means to say, here God has promised to return, and we are claiming that he has returned. But for us to really have faith, it must be according to what he will do at this time to prove he has returned. That's why we try to teach you and prove to you that those 7 tons is unfolded into something else. And, you know, going out on the outside and preaching those things is, it's like it's new to people. People, I believe, the 7 tons is there. You got to find out that many don't even have a revelation of what the 7 tons really was. Come to find out that many people, what their faith was based on, was based on the fact that the 7 tons was revealed. You see? No, you know, it's like this. Here was a person, you know, after some years, like Henry Ford, begin to pull out minerals out of the earth and showing that these minerals were in the earth. And people thinking that is a motor car. Now, the minerals is not a motor car. You have to get the minerals together now and produce a motor car with it. That's what Henry Ford did. Henry Ford didn't just discover that the earth had iron ore and rubber and sulfur. He didn't just discover that. He, after his discovery, had a revelation to make a motor car. Amen. You see? And many people not understanding when they saw material being discovered, they begin to rejoice, thinking they had a motor car. And then when they get into the world, they're going to realize that they come to a place that, you know, outside a personal identification. And that's why the message was so good to me tonight, because, you know, hearing the prophet speaking of when the eyes were opened. Now, your eyes is only open when you can recognize the characteristics of the promised word for the hour. Because that's what you have to see. The eye self is to see something. You know, we're going to play Turn On The Light, but I just take up this tape and play it instead tonight. And it just struck me that you have to have the eyes before you see the light. What's usually the light when you don't have the eyes? So you have to have the eyes is when the eyes were open to see what? You see? And those men, their eyes, you know, they were seeing, they wasn't blind in the sense of physical blind. But their eyes were not open to see what they're supposed to see. They'd see up to a prophet, might and would indeed. But Jesus was opening their understanding to see more than that. Then they understood that the word ought not Christ to have done these things. First they said, what things? So Jesus said, what things? You see, and then they said, you know, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. But the things that they were trying to tell him concerning Jesus of Nazareth was that it had other things they were supposed to know. You see, and here it is, ought not Christ to have done these things after the first fold of the seventh seal? Amen. Was he supposed to come back around according to the time of life? Was he supposed to do these things? Oh, fools and slow of heart. Ought not Christ have done these things? And many people don't realize he's supposed to do these things. That there has to be a return, he's to come back around. And the things that could not be revealed back there was to be made plain here now. And when the eyes were opened, not to see the prophet, but to see these things, that it sometimes unfolded into something else. And by these things, Jesus has been revealed unto us. We all look for these signs. He did that to finish up his message, because that's what he was supposed to do, to prove that scripture has been fulfilled. But we know that that part is history today. Because in that part, that was a sign, and then a voice, and I will return according to the time of life. And Sarah of a surety shall have that child. And the Lord did visit Sarah. And the Lord did unto Sarah, which has spoken, in the set time that he said he would do it. Now back there, that wasn't that time. For Sarah. But back there, Sarah laughed at unbelief. When we feel a promise, we laugh back there. Amen. It wasn't our season yet. Back there, you know, Abraham had believed. The prophet had believed. But not us. And what Sarah doubted, she didn't doubt God could do it. Because she said, well, take Hagar and try to bring it forth. She believed God could do it. But she didn't believe she could bring it forth. That's what the unbelief was. The unbelief was that she could bring forth the thing. She believed Abraham could do it too. Amen. She believed that God said and God will manifest it. But here now, this part now, is your eye open tonight? And because when the eyes became open, because I believe that the hour is here where the church is being lifted in the power of God for a greater measure of the supernatural to work amongst us. And that means there must be people who be sensitive. And the first thing to begin to make it sensitive is to recognize something taking place. To see him that he's here. Now we know he is here in the sense that he knows all things and being omniscient makes him omnipresent. And when two trees gather, I'll be there and you'll feel something. But then you come to recognize him and they recognize him. The eyes were withholding from him for 17 years. Amen. But then he identified himself in the scriptures. That he was to unfold from the seven thunders into something else. And then they recognize him in the scripture. See? Like Mary, she was seen a gardener. But then she recognized him by his voice. You see? And here the bride is recognizing that person, Jesus Christ himself, is still here. And it makes us sensitive. Amen. We come to a place then because for he is identifying himself by his word to take away all the little feelings, all the different things that we try to rely upon. Because when you don't feel, you don't believe. So he's removing that feeling by identifying with the word. So when you know what he's supposed to do at this time or what time you're living in, then you rely upon the word. You see? And then we can begin to see a greater measure of the supernatural begin to work. Amen. And you know, so he said, when the eyes were open, when the eyes were open, is that they left out the understanding of what the scripture meant. See? And they went to the others and they began to testify to them that Jesus Christ is truly risen indeed. He opened the scriptures to us. You see? And he had to do that because the people, they didn't know him that way. And here was it, when the hour now, when we are knowing him by the word, by his promised word, and he revealing that promised word and making himself known to the people. This is how he is making himself known to the people. You see? So then our faith then is anchored upon the word that cannot fail. So, you know, Baram prayed about the seeing age and the eye salve, and we've taught those many times. And your eyes were anointed with eye salve to come into the seeing age because when the light came, there had to be eyes first. But you turn on a light to reveal something. If we turn on the light tonight here, it gets dark and you won't see that and you won't understand what is happening inside of here. But we turn on the light, and when you turn on the light, then something is revealed. Then you see what is inside of here. But if you turn on the light and nobody have no eyes, everybody's blind, you still won't see nothing. So the eyes had to come into the body first. And then the light came to reveal something that the eyes could see. And what the light revealed was the mystery of the coming of the Lord. They opened the seventh seal. And then we saw something. And when we hear that tonight, we know what that was. That was Elohim identifying himself in the scriptures. That was the first part of the coming of the Lord. That was the voice and the sign. That was the scripture being fulfilled and identified right before us. See, but we know that after that portion, there was another portion. And our eyes have to be, to prove our eyes are really open, we would see that portion. And here tonight, did your portion have to recognize when you hear the word? Notice. And they still wasn't seeing nothing. But they had to invite him in. And when they invited him in, then the eyes were open. And he moved like he went further. So it was up to them to want him to come in. They abide and they constrain him. That he would abide with them. And Barabbas was dropping off those things there, showing that here he was. 1963, the Lord was with them, walking with them, speaking these things to them. See, describing the Pharisees' indictment, had rejected the Messiah. See, they crucified him. But here he was among the disciples, and the disciples didn't know. They hear him on the tape talking about Dimash, not Dimash Akira, and David Duplessis. Go. He said, that man who's sitting there numb under the spirit, he didn't call his name. But he said, he's sitting there numb under the spirit, and then they're going to the World Council of Churches and the Vatican City and these things, talking about it being spiritual. I don't know if he was catching it. But then, you see, he was there showing them that the eyes were withholding. They didn't know what was happening. But here now, he was identifying himself in the Word to them. See, and that way he was rebuking him. He said, oh, foolishness of heart. He said, you ministers, oh, foolishness of heart. It's because they didn't know. They couldn't recognize him. They thought he was a prophet. You see, he said they just thought he was a prophet, but it was God himself, the Messiah himself. You see, it wasn't just a message he was preaching, it was something that was happening. And if you understand something, it's when you listen to TV or catch something, that watch how he is approaching the scripture. The only way he could preach a message like that, because he had to be the interpretation himself. Because the scripture had been fulfilled in him, so he could come and show them what they were missing, what they were not seeing. What the eye had been opened to, it was abiding him to constrain with them. It was constraining him to abide with them. Then they could receive it. Then the eyes could open and they would see that as not just a prophet might have been indeed, but they would see that as a word for the hour. You see? And then he had descended from heaven for a purpose. You see? He had come because the hour is here for them to bring forth the promise. And this is what is happening here tonight. The Holy Spirit, we see that portion of it. We identify with that portion of it. We see how the Holy Spirit interpreting that portion of the word in the one man scripture. We saw the prophet went to the scripture and stopped in the right place. He didn't come to the opening of the understanding. He stopped up to St. Luke 32, 24, 32. He don't go beyond that. You watch every time he take it. He never goes over into verse 45. Because it was Jesus there. It was the opening of the word. The opening of the seven seals, the message, the Bible to the people. You see? But now we are in the time of the opening of the understanding to the scripture. Amen. See? He could open, Malachi 4 could open understanding. Malachi 4 could open the word. It's like the Holy Spirit here coming to you as an individual. You abide in him to constrain you. Constrain to abide with you. You invite him into your life, he says. That you could see what is being spoken. You could have a revelation that you don't have to come and do the sign of discernment, Hebrews 4:12. That is, he never said, when I come back the second time, I will do that. He had to do that the first time to prove to us we are in the seventh seal. To prove to us that we are in Genesis 8, repeated itself, we are just before the resurrection. But here when he comes now in this time, then we have to know what is sign. And then, when he came back the second time, wasn't to identify himself by doing the sign for Abraham to call him Lord. He comes now to give us faith to be changed. See? So, Abraham still has to be changed to bring forth the promised son. And notice when he comes back as the voice of the resurrection, there is something he has to speak because there is a mystery left on the seventh seal. Amen. He revealed it, but a supernatural element remained despite of the revelation. And when that is being spoken, we know he has returned. And it's whether, if people can't see that, their eyes have not yet opened. They have not constrained to really come in and abide with them. They haven't really invited him on the inside yet. You see? And this is what is happening. This is what you have to see when your eyes are open. Open to what? To recognize who? They recognize him. But who he is, he's the word in every age. And how does he make himself known? By revealing the portion that is spoken of him for the time that you are living in. But who are the ones who see it? Only his attributes. Only them that have that representation of eternal life. Amen. So this is what is happening. Tomorrow we speak a little more. I tell you about the visit and these things and what is happening. Because a lot of things happen and a lot of places open up and we see a quick short work being done. Remember the 22nd of September, I believe it was. Not the 22nd, the 19th of September, I think it was, the Thursday. We stood up and we pledged, amen, to hunt your lost fallen brother. When the word came, Abraham armed his trained servants. Amen. He went out, bunked their horses, and they went out to deliver the captives. Amen. And you understand it, what is happening. Because you have seen we have received this ministry, we faint not. And we mount with wings of an eagle, quick, short message. We will not be where we walk and not faint. And because this, we in the coming of the Lord. And, you know, I'm under great expectation. The Lord will attract me to a portion of the word. And I just believe God is going to open up something right inside of there. Pick up the book Jehovah Jireh. And I always noticed Brother Ram said, he was talking about Jehovah Jireh. He said, the only thing I know was Abraham needed, is when Abraham needed a ram. Amen. He said, the only thing I know, he said, and went to all his schools, he said, the only thing I could say is like, that I need some schools, Abraham needed a ram, and Jehovah Jireh. And so Hattie writes that exactly, it's Jehovah Jireh. And Brother Ram preached his message, Jehovah Jireh, and he was trying to attract people to something. Because Genesis 22 is, now I know that thou fearest me. And those are the things that are in my heart. I trust that God gave me inspiration me to preach them until I leave you again. But this is in my heart. And because thou hast heard my voice, the angel spoke a second time. It was the same angel who was speaking to Abraham, saying, no, I know that thou fearest me. That was the same angel in his theophany, but who had come in flesh earlier to the same Abraham. You understand that? When he was in flesh, it was Elohim. But here, he's not in flesh, but he's still speaking to the same Abraham. And he said, because thou hearest my voice, and we have received his voice as seven thunders. See, the archangel's voice. And we had to obey that voice. That voice required, we had to act upon that voice. Because we recognized it by the truth. And then he comes back around now to confirm, he said, because thou hast heard my voice. But notice, before the third book be manifested, I preached the message already, he had to make a sacrifice. And he just seen the door that withheld thine only son. The dearest thing in his life, he had to prove to God, who had called him out, that he would really believe. And he had to show God he could sacrifice that. And then he saw the ram, the spoken word. You see the third pearl, and he called the place Jehovah Jireh. And this will have to be because God has chosen the harder way, because you can forfeit everything. Then there's a huge portion of heaven with you. And this third pearl, when Baram preached Jehovah Jireh, he was always there trying to get the people to a place to climax it. Now I know that thou fearest me. And he was testifying about Jehovah Jireh, who he had met in the woods, who had created the scrolls. And it always reminded him of Abraham, who needed a ram. See, and notice the faith there, because that's the faith that Paul justified Abraham by. Amen. And Abraham manifested that faith, because the faith was a revelation he had that that boy wouldn't die. And he said, the Lord and I will go and worship and come back. So for 17 years, we have had the word, and we've had to do something. And God have tried us and tested us. And the hour is here before the promised gate. And you in your own life, in the way that God choose to prove you, to confirm your faith. Because thou hast heard his voice. Because thou hast obeyed his voice. Is his voice spoke to you? Whether you recognize when the voice of the archangel was speaking, and they identified God was speaking to you. Whether you got desperate when you heard the voice of God. Whether you acted upon the voice of God. Not understand a revelation, the voice of the archangel following the shout. Not that. He said, because thou hast obeyed my voice. But when the revelation comes to you, not just identifies a revelation. That's a proof to his God voice you could obey. That's identified as God voice speaking according to the word allotted to come out of the shout. And when that is proven to you, that has only been proven to you so you can obey it. So you won't question it. So when it's proven, it's identified to you, then you have to obey it. It's required of you something. And David said, Abraham rose early that morning, sat on the ass, took the boy. He didn't hesitate, he didn't deliberate, didn't pray and ask God to change his mind, and God don't give me that hard thing to do. He rose early, sat on the ass and went. Amen. He was acting upon the voice. The angels say, no, I know, and I believe this is the hour we come to. The dynamics is God confirmation of your faith. Job was waiting for his faith to be confirmed. Here we are in this hour waiting for our faith to be confirmed. And have you obeyed his voice? You alone knows. I believe that the hour is here. Have you proven to God that the thing dearest you hold in your heart, that you wish God would bring the trial there?
We wish you tested other places where you could show your flying colors. But that place there, because, he says, does remember that voice, you shall possess the gate of the enemies. The obedience of faith, of a revelation that was revealed in Abraham's heart, that seed was to come through that boy. The obedience tonight of a revelation, the band through the members of the bride, all his promises shall be fulfilled. That the voice of the archangel is here to finish the work of Jesus Christ. The message part is going on now to bring deliverance. Then, the literal part, at the last, it will turn to the trump, the literal part, to bring forth the resurrection would come. And then to see inside of here is whether you are obeying his voice. Whether you have totally surrendered because you recognize it to be the voice of God. The things have been identified, whether your eyes have been opened and you recognize the scripture being fulfilled. Because remember, it's an individual thing. It's to the individual. Because you have obeyed my voice. 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 Now I know that thou fearest me. Amen. And remember Isaiah when the angel came down 1963 with his whole train and filled the temple? And Isaiah was leaning on the arm of flesh, on man and denomination, organization and these things. And they went out there and you find many of those in man leaning on man. So the Holy Spirit has to come and show those three things. Confession. Uzziah was a good man. But that is not where God wanted Isaiah. Amen. See, you had to be cleansed. Had to have burners to purge, to bring a purging. And then had to have a commission. Amen. And this was happening. See? And now we're in a time when so much things is taking place. May God give us grace to be faithful, to keep under prayer, to keep on the expectation. Pray more than you have ever prayed. And recognize that where we at. Amen. And let me tell you that you and what God is doing. Amen. But there's one place that the Spirit of God is just like. Just like the Spirit of God was in Jeffersonville. Amen. There might be the most shouting and all this because we know shouting good. We know it's not shouting. It's not shouting, it's not jumping. That is go with it. And we don't want nobody to try to major on a minor. It's when your eyes were open and you recognize. Amen. See, your happiness. Because I spoke to some people, brother, and who was talking about worship and shouting and jumping. And they don't even know that with a one-man script, they had more one-man script here afterwards. So then when they get close and they talk to certain people, they're going to realize they don't even know what's happening. You see? So this is the thing. We have to come face to face with to recognize. That is when I tell you these things. Many people misunderstand. They think I'm against people. I'm not against people. I by the grace of God, I believe I've seen what the prophet was preaching. And we all who are quickening and coming to the seen age have seen what he was saying. He was speaking something. That's why I believe tonight we hear that when their eyes were open, here he was. They couldn't see it. All those people there, they couldn't see it, and you have seen it. You know that what it was. You recognize Genesis 18, repeat itself. And you could recognize Genesis 21 too. And the Lord did visit Sarah because you know he has visited you. You are in the visitation for the fulfillment. Amen. He has come to you. The breath has come to the body. You know he had to prophesy again. A second time. When he prophesied the first time, he says, bones going to come together and skin and sinew and breath. But three things happened and the fourth one didn't take place. Amen. So he said, prophesy again for the breath. And under the prophet ministry, it revealed everything. But one of the things didn't happen. Amen. There was no super church. When he left, there was no super church. But the breath was to come. But it's not to prophesy off of your own inspiration in that sense. But it's to see what he already spoke. He spoke breath. He spoke body dynamics. But what we're recognizing, this is the part that is missing out the light of the whole thing. And we are calling for it to happen.
Amen. And you know what I've seen and heard, I can only testify the thing I've seen and heard. You see, that is happening and it's taking place. And I believe by the grace of God, there's a when we went there, you know, I was just saying this out, you know, casually. You know, I think the last time I preached here, I said, I'm leaving a revival, maybe to go to one man in the desert. Remember when I said that? And you know, I went out in the desert, and there's a brother from Africa returning. I meet him in Tucson, which is Jerusalem. He's on his way back to Africa. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I preached the morning, Christ's mighty Gentile warriors, and brother, he sit down there stunned. And he told me, he said, brother, he said, I want to arrange some meeting for you in to come, because I believe that, you know, we need this and this will be a blessing. And he wanted to have some meetings, he said, in Johannesburg and then come to Pretoria and Cape Town and Port Elizabeth. And, you know, because they could really, you know, because you see, there's a certain part of the world being preached now. And it's been revealed. And I believe, you know, maybe God just had that there, you know, to have fellowship and to meet him and meeting him there. And, you know, you want to arrange these things because you just believe that they're always here, you know, and there's something, you know, that's happening. We're not trying to make them go, you know, this is the fivefold ministry today. The work of the Holy Spirit, when God revealed that, and I didn't even know that I got the tape and maybe could listen sometime while Little Bethlehem. I bought it, but I'm preaching. I want to hear it for myself on the tape. Here is the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, who will go with me and bring that clean fresh drink? I want to hear it. I read it in the book. I know what it is. But I want to hear it. You know, and then I heard it myself. Amen. And then had another one that he preached in 58. And I bought that one too. And I listened to it. And I listened to it there. You know, Brother Bram was speaking the same thing. He was speaking that same revelation way back there. But he would never tie it in back to, you know, the bright revival and these things, as he did after the seven seals. And then I saw that revelation could not really be revealed in its completeness after the seven seals were open. Because when the seven seals were open, is when Christ was rejected. And the warriors that come forth after his rejection before he came into power. It's a come forth the harvest time, and the harvest time could not come until the Son of Man was revealed. Until he come back to wheat in the wheat age. You see? So then I realized that God has been opening up certain things here that is to bring the fullness of his Holy Spirit into his church. And this is why I see it. And, you know, it's just his own words just coming into place. It's not nothing that makes us special. It is the prophet's word falling into place and sitting in its right place. So it goes back to him as he preached the message. That's why I like you to hear the prophet preach. So when you hear him preach, then you could sit down and know if it's the same spirit, if it's the same revelation, if it's the same that was speaking to the prophet. Then you can always hear back the original and put this together with the original. And the original is your eye. But when the original is taken away from you and you forget what the original looked like and sound like, you could believe anything. But when you keep hearing the original and keep seeing what the original is like, you watch everything through the original because you know God cannot change. That is Hebrews 13:8. That is the absolute there. That is how God is. When you see man trying to live up himself and make himself something, you don't hear it on the tape from the prophet, then you realize that's a wrong spirit.
Amen.
It has to be like that, and that's the way she does wave. And that's where I get my inspiration. That's where I lay heavy on that, because if I stay with that, I stay right.
Amen.
Because you work in continuation to that. The same angel who was there, he just take off the flesh mask, that is all.
Amen.
Amen. That's all. So you see, you understand that in the word, you don't go wrong. And because he is speaking back the unfulfilled part now in the season as it becomes a reality in the lives of the people. So could you all stand to our feet tonight? So the cloud is still rising. Amen. And we know it is rising higher and higher. And I'm looking this season at God bring a real debt in all of us. I trust that when we go to Genesis 22, we bring a real debt. That will bring a humility and a reverence in your heart. Will bring a surrendered life that God can have preeminence. Amen. It will bring a sensitiveness to the Holy Spirit. that want to make you a prisoner. You cry and meet and say, Lord, let me be a prisoner. Let my life. Amen. You see, because you know that fire can only come and sacrifice. It don't come on nothing else. It can only come and sacrifice. Amen. And what you want to hear is God say, because thou hast heard my voice. Now I know that thou fearest me. That's what you want to hear as an individual. You want God to give you that personally. Where he seals off your faith. He confirms it. He approves it. And I believe that if after the past 17 years that we have come that way. Here we are now. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, seen your life. That you would not withhold nothing from him. He's trying you with everything. Take the dearest thing from me. Amen. You see? But whatever it takes for my will to break, that's what I'll be willing to be. Amen. Bible says, God told Abraham, because thou hast not withheld thine only son from me. The dearest thing to him. But look how quickly he rose up, saddled the ass, and journey out 3 days in the desert, waiting for God's sign. Then God showed him the place. And Abraham came into that place. When he came into that place, it wasn't sweet and nice and happy and jumping and laughing. But yet, he was there willing to obey down to the very last. He was willing to show his obedience. Amen. No doubt when he left the mountain, he left rejoicing. But there he was willing to show God he believed his word. And I believe we come to the place, are you willing to show? I know there's many people, they're having a nice time and they're happy, but I know they haven't surrendered everything. They're still there and they're still there and they still hold on here and they still wish God wouldn't try them there and they still, when a real situation comes, there's a little bit of fussing and fuming and things still. But when God can see that surrendered life, amen, when it comes to that place, because remember, when it comes to the power going to come to the church, revival of the church and the power to come to the church, then there must be a character for the power to come to. Amen? So then, in that revival of the just, there is to be a power that it will use the character. But power without character is not fit to rule. It's satanic. And if power is going to come to the church here for the third pull, the third thing, there must be something. And then if Abraham called by Jehovah Jireh, which is the third pull that spoke the scroll, the ram into existence, then he had to have a sacrifice first, willing to sacrifice everything to bring that. Amen. Heart of a Mount Moriah. Amen. It was easy to set, to maybe put away Lot, to put out Ishmael, to separate from his country and his kindred. But to separate from Isaac is where he had to prove he was really surrendered. Many of you leave your family and you leave different things, your job and different to come here in the message. Many of you leave church members and friends and other groups in the message and come along. Amen. Many of you will sacrifice many of the wild things of your flesh and surrender. But then did you think God bless you with? Did you think that that's right and look good? Did God give it to you? It's not wrong. But are you willing to go to that extent? Because you have chosen the hard way, a huge portion of heaven awaits you. Power to come into the church. A greater measure of the supernatural to work among the people. And this is what we are looking for tonight. Amen. The revival is here. It's an individual revival. Prophet great Lord, create in me the revival. Let me be the revival. Amen. See. Let me be the revival. Amen. Let my water turn into wine. Let the revelation, the promised truth be revealed in me. Let me act upon it. This is what it is. No. It will come a little further. Notice that part is identify and preach and reveal and it's taking place. It's still going to go on all into the resurrection, into the new Jerusalem. You'll have a revival because this will never go down no more. No canker, no palm. I ordained it to bring forth fruit and the fruit shall remain. No locust, no caterpillar shall eat this dung no more. Amen. This is the glorified God and this is the Father glorified. Amen. But no, it's to rise higher. Power to come to the church. In individual lives. Not God's presence identifying us amongst you because of the word and these things. But in individual lives. Prisoners
of Christ. We have gentle warriors. We want prisoners of Christ too. We have Christ's mighty gentle warriors. We want Christ, prisoners of Christ too. Amen. So you see how we come in preeminence, being justified, a prisoner to the word in you. That soul pulling your flesh in subjection, your flesh becoming the word and the word becoming flesh. Amen. See that you can that the invisible union between the head and the body could become visible by life signs in the body and showing forth the reason of his death and his victory, the vindicated word operating the body. These things is what we want to see. And what you have, your eyes fixed and your faith fixed on, then you anoint that to yourself. You pray that into being. Your holy faith and holy words go about and create that. So you're trying to preach to set your eyes a little higher. Lift your sight, lift your eyes. And Abraham lifted his eyes. Lift your eyes and see power come in the church. Amen. Don't keep your eyes on here and you just, we had a successful service because it means everybody jump and shout. No, that's not a successful service. Successful service is when the word is becoming flesh in you and your flesh becoming the word. Amen. You leave with the word of God more preeminence in you. You go and see it operate automatic to you. You say, my, this service is doing me good. It's really been successful. We really become in the word. Amen. See, this is what we want. Individuals. Amen. We go in a little further inside. Amen. May your cry to God that God could bring every fiber of your being in subjection to his word. Amen. So we're looking forward to see the Holy Spirit do. I believe God is going to do it because I believe he come back along for a fresh wave, another wave. Amen. I'm looking for another wave. You see, I went out there, you know, I had a Jesus Street, the book, and you know, and I know there's another book called Another Wave of Rosin, and that was kind of out of print, and we look all about it, and we couldn't get it, it was out of print, and way in Missouri, just before I come home, I walk in a store there, and I didn't go in the store. I don't know how I end up in that store. And I only ended up by a shelf. And I saw one single solitary book. Just on the shelf there. When I saw another wave of revival. Amen. When I saw it, I'm looking for another wave. Amen. May this wave bring more souls. But I'm saying the church to have certain things. Souls coming in. I want to see more souls. I want to see souls in here who don't have the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. I don't want to be a Billy Graham. I don't want to have a lot of confessions and then next day we can't find 30. I don't want to have 1 week we have a lot of people coming in and oh my, they're happy and then Tuesday next week they're sad and gloomy and fussing and fighting. No. I want to have if one coming today, then the more it goes strong and then that one bring 30. Amen. You don't want a dead Egyptian. Amen. So this is what we're looking for by the grace of God. May God bring more souls and may God give souls the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And remember this, all you can get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't ever think like, I'm waiting for the Holy Ghost and the dynamics come. Dynamics is here. The power of the Lord is present. The sealing angel is here. You don't have to wait to get the Holy Ghost no more. Why? Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost. There's only one time in the entire Bible they ever had to wait to get the Holy Ghost, Brother Ram says. It's like before Pentecost. Since that time, it fell while they heard the word. Amen. You don't have to wait no more to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. So remember, in your life, if your eyes are not open, may God open your eyes tonight. And remember, he is here. The rock is in speaking distance, in seeing distance. May you recognize him, who he is. He is the word for the hour being made manifest. If not, you know how he's supposed to reveal himself. Not by turning his back to the tent, that was the first time. But when he returned the second time, it was by speaking the supernatural element that remained despite the revelation of this fool. Amen. These things that couldn't be made plain. When you have reason to see it, it will become plain. The thing that you could enlighten yourself with back there, it is enlightening you with it here now. Proving that he has returned. Because for 17 years it lay there as a revelation hidden from our eyes. But now he is making it plain. Now your eyes have been anointed and you could see him in your own life. So may God give you the eyesight to see those things. Then your feast will hold out. You wouldn't be a campground star rejoicing service and you go home. Your feast would hold out. Whether in your home, in your job, you're like a little German who get the Holy Ghost. You're in the meat shop and you're walking up and down, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Yes, on your job. Not in service. He get it in service, but it was still in the meat shop going on. Amen. So maybe within your job, maybe within your home, maybe, and may God put a special blessing on every family. May even in your homes, the Holy Spirit come a little more and bring love and unity and oneness in your families. May the token be seen in every household. This is the hour to have it on display. This is the hour when a brother or a sister go to a home, they want to see the token in a home. Because you walk into a home and you see all kind of fuss and all kind of unscriptural things and all kind of contractions going on, and the death angel is moving to the land, and the end time signs have already been identified, the last message already came forth, and from the time they went under the token, they never came out until the last trump sound when marching orders was given. Then every home, let the token be in that home. Let it be upon every family. Amen. Take time to know him. Take time to get in the word. Take time to hear his voice. Take time to pray. Something is fixing to happen again. It's another wave. I'm looking for it. My faith is gone beyond what this one happened, this one, this one, and this one. My faith is in the word. God said so. For now, we are believers. We can have it. I'm pressing away into it. This is my faith. This was in my heart. Amen. So may God bless you as we bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, we know that thy promises are yea and amen. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for these believers. I thank you for the humility of clothing them with, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the sincerity of placing their hearts. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the obedience that they have manifested to your word. Oh, God, I thank you for the cooperation that they have given me in the ministry. Lord God, I thank you for the deacons and the trustees, Father. Lord, the elders, all the workers in the church, dear God. Every member, the laity, Father. Lord, all that stand here united. Lord, this is a local church to see what you have done. All the spirit of fussing and fighting and criticism. And Lord, you have taken these things away from among the people. And we see a spirit of love and unity, Lord, and cooperation. Lord God, we know this is the type of environment that the Holy Spirit could work in, Father. And Lord God, we pray to get greater and greater and greater amongst us. For our motive and objective is to see you glorified, Father. Is to see your name glorified in the saints of the living God. What shall we say, Father? Save us from this hour? No, but for this cause came we unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name in this hour. Oh God, we are looking forward for it to happen. Lord, we know you've come to this time when you will manifest your promises, Lord, among the people that believe the message, the people that is gathered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, how we thank you, Father, for the revelation that you have given unto us. Lord, the dove that have led us, Father, faithfully and brought us to this place. And Lord, we here we are tonight speaking about another wave. Father, we are looking for it, Father, a fresh burst of inspiration. Lord, to see you approve that faith, Father. Oh, we have had a revival of the just. Lord, the justified ones. The ones whose names are in the Lamb's book of life. The ones that is under the blood. The ones that is living by your faith. Oh, God, no one else could have had that revival. And Lord, we realize that many have claimed to have that revival. But Lord, they don't have a revelation of Revelation 10, 8, 11. And Father, they don't have that revelation. Then that revival is not a real revival. Because that is the revival of the justified ones. That is the ones who names in the Lamb's book of life. Those who have a revelation of Revelation 10, 8, 11. And Father, we thank you for these who have that revelation abiding in them and abiding in that word. Oh, God, may you use us in some way. We might be an influence, Father. Lord, we might be faithful carriers of this message. We are the light bearers of your word in this hour. And the Holy Spirit have come down. Lord, anoint him. Lord, anoint those, Father, that can go forth and carry that message, Father. And Lord God, we pray it would bring that revival. Lord God, it would bring that quickening, that final quickening unto the rapture. Lord God, may we see it coming to pass everywhere, Father, that the Holy Spirit will have us to go. And Lord, even right here in the church, may we see it rising higher and higher.
Lord, we know that there's a power that comes to the church. Lord, we are looking, Lord God, the church, the call out ones, the individual members of the bride, those names that are in the Lamb's Book of Life, for we know that they are the ones that you are dealing with, Father. The soul, you have gone beyond the realm where the eye can see. You have gone into the realm, Father. Lord, in the inside of the inside, where there's an experience in the Word taking place, where they have something to be quickened. And Lord, may it be so in every life here tonight. But Lord, I don't know who they are, but you know them, Father. You know every seed that you've planted, Father. You know everyone who is a thought in your mind way before the foundation of the world. You know everyone with that representation when the light strikes. Lord, the whole thing becomes a light within them. And Father, they walk forth a living epistle rather than of all men. Oh God, have you heard a word tonight when the eyes were opened? Father, let every eye be open tonight. And Lord, let them have understanding of the scripture. Let them have a divine revelation in their heart. Let them recognize the things that is taking place. And Lord God, may they embrace it. May they hold it in their heart. May they cherish it. May it mean more to them in life, dear God. And Father, may they live for it day and night. May they speak about it. Even the prophet is dropping that off for us. He said the reason he don't manifest himself amongst us as often as he should. We don't speak about it. We speak about this, that, and the other. But Father, may we get that, Father, and hold it. And Lord God, when we come together, may we fellowship about him, the revealed word of the hour. Lord, when we get the song to eat together, when we sit down and travel together, when we sit down, Lord, to fellowship together, when we visit one another, Lord God, when we're on our jobs and we take time off for lunch, or in our coffee break, whatever it is, Father, may we speak about him, that he can manifest his presence and bring a further enlightenment, a further revelation of the word for the hour. Oh God, may we not fail to do that, for we saw, Lord God, when they constrain you to abide with them, when they invited you in, Father, something took place. And Lord, may we ever invite you in, oh God, and bring you in the midst of what we're doing. May you always be the one, hallelujah, that we invite in first, Father. And Lord God, may we realize these things, may it be real in our hearts. And Lord God, as we keep going on, pressing into the fullness of all you've spoken, to be made manifest in the lives of your bride, keep us sanely, intelligently right in the word of God. Keep our sights, Father. He said, faith is a long-range vision like the crosshairs in the telescopic sight upon the rifle. Lord, is focused, fixed on the target. And oh God, may our faith be anchored in the promise. May we fix on that promise, Father, dead center. Lord, may we keep looking through that channel, Father, praying in that channel, Lord, fellowship in that channel, singing in that channel, worshiping you in that channel, dear God. And we see the Holy Spirit moving through that channel and bringing the word to pass. Oh God, may you grant tonight. Bless each and every one, Father. And Lord, as you take your people to their homes, may they go, Father, in your presence. Lord, may their minds be upon thee. May their hearts be centered upon thee. And Lord, as you speak about the token in every family, in every life, Father, let it be in every household, Lord. And Lord, let that sweet presence of Jesus Christ fill every home, fill every life. Lord, we know it must be in the lives of the members of the home before it can fill the home first. So let it be, Father. We come here to fill up, Lord. We come here to take in as much as we can. And Lord, we take it and we fill tonight with your word, with your presence. May we go with it, Lord, and may it be scattered forth in our homes. For we are creators, dear God. And Lord, may we see it being manifest even upon the little children also. And Lord God, we will gather back tomorrow to the tyrant of the Lord's life. And we come to sit at your feet again to our fellowship around the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, these saints. Lord, you said, seal up these things for the times at hand. It's faithful and true. May we ever realize that, Father. Lord, may we come out early and be under prayer and expectation. Lord, may we come in your house with sincerity, O God. And may we come with faith, knowing he had come unto God and believe that he is, and he is the reward of those that diligently seek him. Father, search out our lives, knowing what your word requires us in this hour that we are living in. If there be any tonight that is amongst us that is needy, Father, in some way, and Lord God, as we pray and speak to you, Lord, something comes to their heart quickly, the Holy Spirit, impressing them, Father, and they're holding that request, that desire, whatever it might be in their heart before you even now. We know that thou art omniscient, and we are confident, oh God, you know about it. And Lord, we pray that you would meet it, oh God, according to your riches and glory. Take us safe to our homes now. May you bless us in our fellowship and bless us in our traveling, in our going out and our coming in. Lord God, may you be glorified in everything we say and do. May you get honor and glory in it. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can have your seats. And we just sing, I just want the dove to lead the seagull as we usher this Mississippi quickly tonight. May God bless you and keep you in his presence.
I just want the dove to lead the seagull just want the dove to lead. Oh, I know the dove is here.
Oh, I know the dove is here.
He has come.
He has come.
Lead God's eagles.
Lead God's eagles.
And I know.
He will guide me.
And keep me in his word. Oh, I just want to follow him tonight.
Oh, I know.
Jesus of today. Lots of food out on the table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush comes the singing as the Father sadly cries. My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? Oh, it seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through the window pane. Just beyond the house of plenty lies a field of golden grain, and it's ripe unto harvest. But the reapers, where are they? Oh, can't the children hear the Father sadly say, my house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work me today? Oh, it seems my children all wants to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. Thank God for a people with one vision in their minds, to carry food for the hungry, and I serve for the blind. So we'd all come to perfection, for this is the harvest day, when the Lord of the harvest is here to take us all away. But my house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? Oh, it seems my children all want
done, but no one wants to work at my field. No one wants to work at my field. My feet.